Well, on this Monday, February 4th, I have two lovely guests with me to preview a production coming up the 21st through the 24th of this month. It's a production called Mahalia, and Christy Coleman is in the lead role as singer Mahalia Jackson, and directing the piece is Marissa Harrington, one of the founders of Face Off Theater. And I'd like to welcome both of you to WMUK.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to see you here this morning.
Thank you.
We will be talking mostly about Mahalia this hour, but I would love to get a little background on Face Off Theater, which is a newer company in West Michigan. Would you talk about its origin and its goals for us?
Absolutely. So with Face Off Theater Company, we were founded in 2015. We debuted in 2015, and we're in the planning stages for about a couple of years before that. But we are founding company members. We're all graduates of Western Michigan University, either from the theater program or from the playwriting program in the English department. And so we were just a group of ladies, African-American women, who were staying in Kalamazoo after graduation and not, you know, not going to New York, not going to Chicago, not going to LA for different reasons. Me personally, I have a family, so I'm married with kids. So I said, well, I'm not going anywhere. And so we wanted to produce theater together. And so we looked out at the Kalamazoo theater landscape, which is extremely rich. We said, okay, what does it look like we need? And we saw that there was a need for telling diverse stories, for artists of color, for people of color, to get our community talking and engaged about different things. And so we decided to start a theater company to do that. And so we have been going strong now since then, and been very humbled to have rave reviews and great reception from the community, and being able to help facilitate certain conversations that people otherwise may not have been able or feel comfortable enough to have conversations, you know, over coffee, right?
Yeah.
The theater is a place where people can come together and be challenged in a certain way. So we're very blessed and fortunate to be doing this and partnered with the Black Arts and Cultural Center here to just produce work.
When you look back at the last few seasons of Face Off Theater, what are some of the ways in which you have fulfilled that mission? What pieces or what outreach opportunities do you think really fit the bill?
Honestly, everything. We're very, very intentional about our choices. We're very intentional about the shows that we want to bring to the community. So our first season, we did The Mountaintop, coincidentally. We're talking about Mahalia Jackson today, but we did The Mountaintop in our very first season as a collaboration with Kalamazoo College. And that's a show about Dr. King and what may or may not have happened the night before he was assassinated. And that was very well attended and very well received, and just sparked such rich conversation with the people that attended. So, I mean, obviously that one stands out. We did a show, there's so many. We did The Colored Museum, which is a classic African-American piece by George C. Wolfe a few summers ago. And that was literally, we had patrons walk around from exhibit to exhibit. So it was kind of like an interactive piece. We did Sunset Baby last year, which was a piece about a revolutionary and being estranged from his daughter, and kind of that intersection of the present revolutionaries in the past, and you know, what is that story, and what does that interaction look like? So every show, to be honest, I know I'm biased, but but again, it's because we're very intentional about what we choose to do and the stories that we choose to tell. And in regards to, you know, getting out in the community, we do community workshops, youth workshops, and partnerships. So, you know, just wanting to inundate the Kalamazoo community with these stories has been our priority.
There are six women that formed Face Off Theater, right? And many of them bringing a lot of talent, playwriting talent, acting talent, organizational talent, vision talent, all of that. But a theater company won't pay the bills all, all day long. I assume that a lot of you do this as your passion.
Yes. Everybody. So we're all full. I would like to say full to part-time to full-time running a theater company. And then we also have day jobs. Some of us have families. The life of an artist, there are some of us that have multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. Because, I fondly call it gigging it. So you just piece together, work. But Kalamazoo, I'm not originally from here. And I am continuously surprised by the community here and how if you are an artist, you are actually able to survive off of doing your art and achieve some measure of success. And that's special. That is very, very special. So we're blessed that a lot of us are able to do that.
Christy Coleman, you're playing Mahalia. Tell us a little of your story as a performing actor. And of course, your voice is a big part of your talent reserves.
Well, thank you. Well, my family actually relocated to this area in 2000. And I pretty much grew up in my grandfather's church and was always singing and participating in the arts in some way. But it wasn't until getting to Kalamazoo and hearing an ad about a little play called Ain't Misbehavin' that I was actually able to kind of dip my toe into something that looked so interesting to me, to be an actress and to be on stage and dancing and kind of putting all of those things together. I'm so excited. The last now 9 years, I've had a chance to perform and do quite a bit here in town, and Face Off has just been so fantastic and open arms and welcoming me to be able to share my gifts. So I'm very grateful for that.
How did you learn about Face Off Theater?
I think right around the time of putting together the season, yeah. And there was a buzz going around that there mm-hmm. may be a production of Dreamgirls. Mm-hmm. But I had met Marissa prior to that and Bianca and so many of the founding members just in different, places with theater. And it just kind of came together in a yeah. beautiful way.
Yeah. I sucked her in.
Dreamgirls is an important show for you, Christy.
Yeah.
You've played Effie White locally at the Civic, and any other occasions as well? Or
In terms of that role, just that one.
Just that one.
It was an honor for sure. Yeah.
And you were, is it Dolores?
Yes.
In Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So she might have seemed like a pretty clear, obvious choice to play Mahalia?
Yes. So Chrissy actually did Dreamgirls with Face Off Theater. We did that in our 2016 season. And so I was able to direct her in Dreamgirls. And when we as a company were choosing this current season, and this was before Chrissy came on as a company member, in the casting process or choosing shows, you have to look at the landscape of talent. And, the first question was, do we have anyone here who can play this? If we decide to do this show, who can do this role? Who can be her? And obviously, immediately, my head went to Christy because of her voice, because of her passion, but also her grace. That's what she can bring to the character and the role. So, yeah, it was kind of a duh moment.
I'm speaking with director Marissa Harrington, a founder of Face Off Theater, and actress Christy Coleman, who will take on this wonderful role in a show called Mahalia, which begins the 21st of February. That'll be a Thursday through Sunday run at the Judy Jolliffe Theater, and that is a space in the Epic Center, mm-hmm. downtown yes. Kalamazoo. We have some recordings of Ms. Jackson ready, queued up. But before we hear this amazing voice, maybe we can get into her story.
Sure.
Just a little bit. You mentioned growing up in your grandfather's church.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is that also true for Mahalia Jackson.
Yes. Yep, she grew up in the church.
Oh, yes.
And very passionate about singing for the Lord. And, you know, for her, you know, like we were talking about earlier, she just felt like music is just a way to communicate hope and faith. And she felt that very deeply. And her, you can tell when you listen to her sing, you know, from the depths of her soul. I mean, that the emanating something that is special and communicating that to other people through her voice. And that was what was important to her.
She doesn't tire out.
Mm-mm.
No, most of her
Mm-mm.
recordings begin begin strong and then get stronger.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely, and we were saying this, talent is not the word, special is not the word. There's just not a word. Remarkable. I don't know. Once in a lifetime. Extraordinary. She was extraordinary.
Okay. You know what? I actually will admit thinking, maybe because I listened to a little bit of the opera on Saturday and thinking about those kind of perfect voices and are just trying to find a sound of unreal beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so next to that, Mahalia, there are flaws here and there in her voice. And what she, it's not this perfect, but then she is using so many reserves of art and ways to modify.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
You know, the same line coming over again, you don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
It's, I was in tears.
Yeah. Yeah. And she has that effect. She really does. Because it's not about being perfect. I don't want to say it's not about the music. It's not about the music. It's about the message for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we're all affected the way we are when we listen to her.
Let's all try and keep it together. And we're going to listen to Move On Up a little higher.
Nice.
That's a great Mahalia Jackson, and we could just listen to her all day long, couldn't
we? Yeah.
I am with Christy Coleman, who will be taking on the role of Mahalia Jackson on Face Off Theater production, which starts Thursday, February 21st. And you can find out more online. Facebook is a great place to learn what's going on with Face Off Theater. Marissa Harrington is directing the piece, and right now, let's what is some of the drama? What's the story? I mean, there's so a lot to choose from in her life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, honestly, with this play, the drama or the struggle that you see in this specific story is just her coming into her own and what that looks like. For someone who discovers, because we start the play with her very early on, before she gets baptized, and is kind of discouraged at first by her aunt, you know, singing that devil's music, and just that conflict of okay, so I know that I don't have this gift by accident,
right?
And so, you know, her baptism is kind of like it's a symbol of, okay, I have this gift. How do I want to use it, right? So, you know, you see that. In Act Two, obviously, with the coming of the Civil Rights Movement and her singing alongside the movement with Dr. King, you know, then you see this sort of, she takes this change, she takes this turn of using the gift to, and the words of the Lord or the words from the Bible to encourage African-Americans in the struggle and in the movement. So it's just, you see this journey and you go, how is this relevant to me today? Like, what can I do? I'm watching this story and may, you know, feel compelled to do something. What can I do? And then you see her and go, okay, so she can do it, right? Of course, she was phenomenal, but it's just a story of how do you use what you've been given to make an impact? And I think we can all learn a lesson from that.
Christy, what can you add to this? What about Mahalia personally affects you? Mm-hmm. Maybe you identify with some of her journey.
I do, actually. Being a pastor's grandchild and a pastor's child, the element of the gospel and church and basically that being my upbringing, I completely relate to her in that way. And I also definitely identify with her taking a stance early on to say, no, this is the only music I want to sing. Her faith influencing her decision and then sticking to it all the way. That's my goal.
This is something I don't think we mentioned on the air yet, but Mahalia Jackson pledged to sing only sacred music, praise music in her career, even though there were advisors and I think her first husband was really suggesting she take the money and run.
She had many opportunities, record labels, you know. And the funny part about it, and one of the things that you respect a lot about her and her story, is that she still achieved international fame. Mm-hmm. Singing gospel music.
Right.
We're still, it's 2019. Right. We are still talking about her. Yeah. So obviously, not a bad decision, right? Not a bad decision at all. Mm-hmm. So a lot of respect, a lot of respect and admiration.
My YouTube journey last night led from Mahalia to Bessie Smith, who apparently she listened to Bessie Smith records when she was little.
Yep. So
the blues certainly influenced her singing, and maybe it's the other way around. How does gospel music and blues interact, intersect? It really seems to have, you know, they're one in the same sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because it's tied to the African American experience here, and in both of those genres, it was a way for performers to kind of respond to being African American and in this country, and what that feels like, and so it was translated into the music. Mm-hmm. But she said that I'm not going to quote because it's I'm not going to say it right. But she paraphrased, you know, she was influenced by the blues, but she preferred the uplifting part of gospel music, which is why she chose to sing gospel. So yes, influenced by the blues, but she kind of took that and ran with it and said, yeah, but I don't want to stay down there. You know, it's kind of that feel.
And often she received criticism in that they felt like she was bringing the blues and the jazz into the church because her style was so unique, but it was who she was. It was a part of her. So now that we, you know, can see the evolution of it, if you will, I'm glad that she continued and kept going forward.
Yeah.
Mahalia starts its run at Face Off Theater on February 21st, Thursday through Sunday, February 24th, at the Judy Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center downtown. And you can find out more on Mahalia through the Face Off Theater page on Facebook.
We also have a website.
And you do.
FaceOffTheater.com.
That's great. I Googled Face Off and I saw Facebook up there too. So you can learn about this production, mm-hmm. but also all the upcoming yes. productions
yep.
as well.
Yep, 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 yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, our full season is on there, and we do have season tickets available too.
Well, we still have to discuss her work with Dr. Martin Luther King, yes. and we have to see how her life intersected with global events
yeah.
at that point. Let's take a little break, though. Could you set up one of these songs? Elijah Rock is one that I think we hear in the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to tell us about it, Christy?
Oh, man. This is one of my favorites, honestly. Mm-hmm. Mahalia sings this song with such power and such force to share and tell this Bible story so that it gives hope. It gives encouragement to those listening. It's one of my favorites.
Mahalia Jackson with Elijah Rock and with Christy Coleman, who is taking on the role of Mahalia Jackson in a production for Face Off Theater coming up February 21st. FaceOffTheater.com is a place to look up that information. And that seems like an awful lot to take on, Christy.
It is.
Do you try to sound like Mahalia? Are you just using your own background as a gospel singer to lean into that?
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of both. There are some elements to her voice that I definitely admire and hope to emulate, if you will. But it's definitely going to be me. Mm-hmm. I think that's important too, to not, make it a copy, but right. as much as I can give honor to what she did.
And Marissa, what have you done to add elements of design and lighting to this story, to enhance the storytelling?
Well, we did want to honor what the playwright kind of instructed with just keeping it simple, with just having a piano and an organ on stage and like some chairs. So, because the point of the play is to focus on her and her story and the music. My favorite, though, I don't want to give too much away, but Act Two is my favorite because this is where we see Dr. King and the intersection of her music and his speeches. And so there's some things that we've done there in the second. Just thinking about it, I'm getting misty. It is a way to juxtapose her music and the words from the Bible with his words. And so we've done some design choices to kind of amplify that and to highlight who she's talking about in the Bible. So we're talking about Moses, and then we hear him talking about I Have a Dream and doing his mountaintop speech. So we made some design choices there, and we keep joking around in rehearsal that there's not going to be dry eye in the house because of that. So we're excited.
Clearly you can't.
Yeah, it's powerful. It is. It's powerful.
Well, who plays Dr. King and some of the other characters?
Sure. So this play, I love it. I love small casts. Simple. So there's only four people in the show. Chrissy obviously is playing Mahalia, and then we have Khadijah Brown, who is a newcomer to the Kalamazoo Theater scene, and Ryan Singleton, who is not a newcomer. Ryan's been around a long time as a performer. He performed with us a season and a half ago. So we have these two people playing every other man and woman in the show, with the exception of Dr. King. So Dr. King is being played by Erwin St. Rose, who is also a new performer in Kalamazoo. And those four kind of carry the whole entire show. So yeah, it's exciting.
The show begins on February 21st and runs through the 24th at the Judy Jolliffe Theater at the Epic Center, which is a theater that has seating for about 150 people. Mm-hmm. It'll keep you up close and personal with the play. And there, you mentioned that the design of the space, and you know, there's a proscenium where the actors can kind of walk into the seating area.
Literally. Yeah, they're very, very close. It's one of the reasons why I love directing in this space, because there's a certain separation, I think, that happens with theater sometimes. And so this space kind of doesn't allow for people to be able to escape. so you can see the tears up close. You can see the sweat up close. It is a visceral experience because of how intimate it is. I love it. I love it. I love it.
What other shows have you directed, Marissa?
Oh, good Lord. There's been a lot. I've been very blessed and fortunate in Kalamazoo to continue to get opportunities. So I've directed at Kalamazoo College a couple of their productions. I just closed one in this past November called It Can't Happen Here. I directed a few springs ago a comedy called The Learned Ladies at Kalamazoo College. That was fun. I've directed at Kalamazoo Central. We did In the Heights, which is a musical by Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Which was so great. That was awesome. I've directed at Hackett Catholic School with their theater department. I've directed with Face Off like 4 or 5 times. So obviously, you know, that's been fun. I'm currently directing here at Western. In their season, so we're doing The Dancing Granny, which is a partnership with Education for the Arts. It's an African folktale, and we'll have African dancing and like large vegetables and music and drumming. And I'm so excited because it's actually a show my kids can come see that I'm doing. So yeah, I've been very blessed and fortunate.
You're really opening my eyes to the level of activity you can achieve.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it's a small town.
You're gaining experience,
yeah,
hand over fist.
Absolutely.
In the last
Since
few
graduation,
years.
I've been very, very busy.
Yes.
Marissa Harrington is the director of Mahalia, and Christy Coleman is Mahalia in this production. You can find out more at faceofftheater.com or on Facebook. And the whole season, maybe we could look ahead a little bit right now. It starts with this production and continues with a youth series in May.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We were super excited about this show. It's called Amazing Grace by Shay Youngblood. And we're going to be doing sensory-friendly performances. All four of our performances will be sensory-friendly.
And that means?
There is this really awesome movement that is going on in the theater community around the globe, actually, to make performances friendly for those that have disabilities. Making adjustments for sound, making adjustments for lighting, so that the theater is a welcome space for everyone. Theater should be for everyone. And so sensory-friendly performances just allow a space for us to say, hey, come, everybody come. So our youth production, we thought, would be a great production to do this with. So we're doing that and also doing some writing workshops. So we're going to do like a literacy component to the show for kids. So we're going to do like a writing workshop the week before the show and then have them come out and interact with their parents and talk about the characters. So we're super excited about that. In July, we're going to do a new play series. So we've been workshopping brand new plays for about a year and a half. So we literally put out a call for plays to the Kalamazoo community. And so we had three writers of color submit plays. And so we've been workshopping their plays for a year and a half. And so now finally we're fully producing them. Super excited. And then we're going to close our season with a collaboration with Queer Theater Kalamazoo and producing an installment of their L series that they've been doing for about 8 years. So super pumped.
That's all available to look at online and put on your calendar there.
Yes.
This month, though, is Mahalia. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could talk a little about how she met Dr. King. Would they have known each other because of, his preaching and she's singing gospel music? I mean, would they have just known each other about each other for a long time?
I mean, I think the intersection was easy to do during this time. It happened pretty organically because of the movement. And he was coming up. He was a young buck.
Mm-hmm.
He was still very young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through, I think it was through seeing him preach, or he heard her sing. Mm-hmm. Like they
yes.
just, their paths just crossed.
Mm-hmm. Kind of naturally.
And then from there, it just, I mean, the rest is history, literally.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is
mm-hmm.
history.
Did she risk anything by allying herself with the movement? In real time.
Most definitely.
Heck yeah.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It was a risk to step out and speak up and be willing to basically put yourself out there, your career on the line, your life, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That even more so in during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And to stand up for equality and what was right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was willing to do that.
Yeah.
In what ways do we see this happen in the play?
Good question.
There's one scene that I'm thinking of. It's very brief, but she, after a rally or a meeting, they're having dinner mm-hmm. at the Abernathys, and they were there with Dr. King, and then they left, and like immediately afterwards, was there a bombing
mm-hmm.
of his house. So it's mentioned very briefly, but, you can just see and get a sense of, like, this
yes.
was dangerous. It wasn't a frivolous relationship. It wasn't a frivolous decision of hers to align herself with the movement. She knew she was putting her life on the line. And the stakes were extremely high, and
yes.
she chose to do so anyway.
I was surprised and saddened to see that she did die fairly young.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was only 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was a health, diabetes related issue.
Mm-hmm. We know more about it today.
Right.
Know?
I mean, we could have had her for
longer.
Much longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But just 60 years old.
Yeah.
And it made such a difference, by being herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Staying true to herself and her convictions.
She pushed all the way to the end
to see
the European tour performances that she did with sweat pouring down her brow, her wig, being soaked, and she just kept going, pushing it out of her
mm-hmm.
out of her eyes. But she was determined to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Determined.
Yeah.
Did you read books or look at some of her concert footage, Christy?
Both. I was so blessed and fortunate that growing up at home, we always had music around, and my mother actually had a CD, and it was both the CD and DVD together. And I remember watching her performances, and I was young. I remembered hearing her voice once or twice, but watching her was something else, just to see that power in, right in front of me. She's always inspiring.
Yeah. One of the things you notice on the videos is that the camera often goes to the audience and we see all these faces just transformed. Clearly experiencing some sort of ecstasy or grace.
She could
send the message so effectively to a whole room,
heart to heart,
right.
I think. I think she communicated heart to heart, and I think that's why, I mean, even, you know, we talk about this in the play, or you see this in the play, but, you know, how Dr. King was just smitten, not in a romantic way, but just smitten by her voice. Mm-hmm. And so that from the first point of hearing her sing, he was like, you need to be with us. You need to sing before every meeting, every rally. Sing first, okay? But he was smitten by her voice. He was mesmerized. And I think that says a lot about her talent.
Mm-hmm. We all know there were times in his journey when he was really tired,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. it was so hard to keep pushing,
yeah, mm-hmm.
forward, mm-hmm. and to have someone like Mahalia Jackson mm-hmm. provide that human connection, that energy can come back,
and yeah. their friendship definitely, yeah. for her to particularly in the play, we see the moment where she calls out to him, tell them about your dream. So their connection and their friendship and who they are was so vital and so important. And it's a real beautiful thing to see what that meant to him, even.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you started out by saying, Marissa, Face Off Theater exists because stories of diverse people, non-white people, are fascinating and are entertaining and mm-hmm. can really open up new ways of thinking about the mm-hmm. world and
Absolutely.
Talking to other people.
Absolutely.
So why don't we finish up by talking a little about how this fits into that vision?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, one of the reasons why we chose this play, you know, I guess you could say our reputation, we're known, even though we produced Dreamgirls a couple years ago. We're not known for doing musicals, right? We like to do, you know, nitty gritty storytelling, right? And we talked a lot, long and hard about this specific production. And after reading it, just thought, wow, people don't know this story. They don't know, you know about her, but you don't know about her. And you don't know about, it's not widely known about her relationship with Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. And our season opens in February during Black History Month. I mean, it just made sense, because yeah. we always will put things to the test of our mission. Always, always, always. Mm-hmm. We'll take a show and we'll go, okay, how does this fit our mission? And so we're very, very intentional about opening our season on a inspirational note during Black History Month to say, look, we are awesome. There's all these stories that you don't know about. Here's one. Let's talk about it, right? Because we have community conversations after every single production as well. That's like a part of the fabric of our company. Like, we have a production and then there's a talk back or a community discussion afterwards. That's every single show. So it will be the same with this one. What was your feedback, audience? You know, what are your thoughts? Let's talk about the civil rights movement. So we're excited to engage the community in that way following this production. So, yeah.
Any final thoughts for you, Christy? You're passing messages. Use the microphone.
I was seeing if Christy wanted to sing like two little things. Just like a little. Oh. Yeah.
Sure.
Just a little bit. Or our marketing director will kill me.
What do you feel like? What's coming to mind right now? I mean, we just heard Elijah Rock, and we're about to hear, maybe finish up with Didn't It Rain.
Mm. Maybe. Ooh, do you like that one?
I do. The one actually that I was humming on the way over, though, I think is one that speaks to what this month represents in a lot of ways, which is How I Got Over. Mm. And even hearing her sing it, you could tell that there was so much to what she was saying.
Yeah.
You know, there was so much underneath there.
How's that go?
Not that a lot.
Why don't you sing it for us, Christy?
You got to preserve your voice for rehearsal.
How I got over, how I made it over, my soul looks back and wonders how I made it over.
Yay! It's beautiful.
I think you should just keep going. Take us right up to the news. In fact, why don't you take us through the news, and then we won't have to hear the headlines. Wow, that's Christy Coleman. Yes. And you'll hear a lot more of Christy on the dates, February 21st through 24th of Mahalia, presented by Face Off Theater. And tickets and more information are at their website, faceofftheater.com. You can keep up with them online on Facebook as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
I'm really glad to share our platform with an exciting venture like this. And congratulations on this new season, starting off on the 21st. Marissa and Christy, why don't we finish with Ms. Jackson herself?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.